Rhythmic Tangle Stick. My initial response to the whole situation was disbelief. There's no way this was possible. Never happened. Could never happen. I mean, who the hell could have expected it? Short of some psychopathic baby clown mangling freak whom the height of hilarity is wiping his own hole with a finger and then sticking up on you from behind and rubbing it under your nose so you have to smell his ass for 2 fucking days. It's a fucking name. Mick Danglestick. What's my name, you say? Toomey Danglestick is I. My brother Mick is a difficult man to be in the same room with. Restaurants and the like are not an option for our family, sad to say. A crazy fool is my older brother, although his antics seem to have been tempered by time, making him somewhat softer, but more bizarre. At that time in school, back when he was still allowed to go, and Mick ran through classrooms with a small, tightly woven rope that he had soaked in peanut butter for 2 weeks, whipping at the students in their desks and muttering conspiracy theories about the $1 bill in French and its Italian offset. Now that was weird, but just last week he topped even that. Using his own spit and sweat and the dust bunnies from under his head, he fashioned a whole army of distorted figures in grotesque poses and circled them around him. Then he stood up and attempted to pose like every figurine he had made, bending at twisted angles that would have broken all but the very extremely limber, doing all this totally naked in the front yard. The crowd that watched, awestruck, all agreed later that they were sort of almost aroused. Sort of almost aroused. Sort of almost aroused is that special state of being where you have so many distractions and so much stress that it's almost impossible to really care whether or not you actually get laid. This is a frequent cause of marital problems and often leads to infidelity. Sort of almost aroused also happens when you aren't really sure if you are excited by something, for instance. And an unattractive woman comes on to you, making it clear that she wants to have sex. Penis gets a slight little twitch as if to say, don't go out of your way on my account, only to be completely silent and immobile afterwards. Only a long absence from sexual activity can keep you from being sort of almost aroused. Because that involves a long absence from sexual activity, most people don't practice this method of treatment. This condition often manifests later in strange semi-sexual dreams, doing vaguely erotic things full of clothes and often to random objects. Like that dream you had the other night where you were walking around with an alarm clock attached to the crotch of your pants. Every time the alarm struck 12, the alarm would peal loudly and everyone would look at your crotch and point to invisible watches on their wrists.
Charming.
Man, that's a brutal read. Yeah, I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry.
Don't go out if you're wearing my account.
Fangle stick? I can't even find that.
Mick Danglestick.
Yeah. That sounds like that was all Dean Blaze was writing there.
That one was sort of almost aroused.
Yeah. Yes, that is Dean Blaze. Good call, good call. Oh, that's a rough one. Wow, that's like almost that. The joy of writing it, because if you ever think of somebody, you might actually have to read it out loud.
Yeah. Yeah, totally never expected that, I'm sure.
Alright,
people looking at my crotch and pointing to their watches. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah, I know, we should actually design some pants like that. Start wearing some clocks.
Or it could be our new secret thing, you know, like, we all look at each other and just point at our watches when some uninitiated person comes into the room or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Or during lodge meetings, we wear clocks on our laps instead of aprons. Everybody's got their own different clock.
Right.
Who's that Jimmy think he is? Look at how big that clock is.
Exactly. This is the worshipful master. Where's the biggest clock? Come on. They'd all be set to go off when the lodge is called to order, and that's how you know everybody stands in a circle and their clocks all ring at the same time.
Sort of almost aroused. I could almost wrap it in